Ash London's 5 feet.
Lil Nas has made a cheeky TikTok that parodied Hannah Montana. He titled it "Every Episode of Hannah Montana Ever." And in it, he dramatically takes his wig off and reveals his true identity, or her true identity.
I can't keep doing this, Lily. I can't keep living this lie. Stop. Stop the music. I'm Hannah Montana.
Again, the old God. Hannah reveals losing its shock value. You do this every Miley.
Yeah. It's actually so true and so hilarious. Next up, Elton John has shouted at G Flip on his Apple Radio podcast, and G Flip is absolutely buzzed beside herself. She has tweeted in capitals, "Elton John knows and said my name and knows I'm from Melbourne, OMG.
Queen from G Flip, MX Tune. Intercontinental collaboration here from G Flip is from Melbourne. So we started the show with two Australian acts. And MX Tune is from Oakland, California. And it's produced by Rostam Batmangli. Love it. Absolutely love it.
Batmangli. Hilarious stuff. Chloe and Halle, who count Beyonce as a bit of a mentor for them, have spoken out about their love for her. And I think a lot of what they're saying here for a lot of women and men out there is very, very true.
The messages were like so empowering as women, like, I'm a survivor, I'm gonna get through it. Like, it was just so inspiring. It made you want to be yourself.
Yeah.
And it made you feel confident and free in being a woman. And I remember from a young age hearing those mantras and just being like, you know what? This is making me feel better. This is really positive, you know? So I would say that's what really kind of started my love for them as a whole first, and then, of course, her.
Love that. The power of music. And finally, plenty of new music to look forward to this week. Charlie XCX and the 1975 are going to be teaming up on a new song called Spinning this Thursday. Bebe Rexha's coming in hot with a new single called Sacrifice. Selena and DJ Snake days away from releasing Selfish Love. And, of course, Justin Bieber's new track comes out Friday ahead of his album. I might need to take half a day off to listen to that single on repeat on my own in my bedroom. Yes, I'm 35 years old. Don't judge me.